Welcome, welcome, welcome to Not For Air, the Scott and Allie podcast. I'm Allie Payne.
I'm producer Quinn.
Well, I'm Scott.
Scott Breeze.
The most reverse order of how we introduce ourselves normally.
That's okay. But that's the beauty of this podcast, which I will say, I've been getting a lot of really good feedback from our podcast.
Same. I'm very excited about it.
I am. The one thing that we
Well, you're both my feedback, so I thank you.
You're welcome. The one thing that we still need, and you guys can always submit this on either Facebook, Instagram, email, TikTok, whatever, Scott and Allie Show, mm-hmm. is our intro and our little jingle. We want just a little bumper music.
Right.
It's obviously has to be original music. And we need to include the words Scott and Allie Show, Not For Air. I think that's pretty basic.
I think that's, yeah.
Okay, so
if you have any questions, please send us a message if you have any specific questions about it. But
mm-hmm.
you could sing it out. You know, it's the Scott and Allie Show, Not For Air. Just like Allie doesn't wash her hair. You know,
hey,
there you go. I got a little something for you.
Maybe it'll be in a rap. Somebody asked if they could play it on the pipes. I'm like, you can do whatever.
Oh, please play it on the pipes.
Yes, you can do whatever you want. Bagpipes.
If nothing else, we'll get the St. Patrick's Day treatment in March.
I like it. Why not St. Patrick's Day year round? Speaking of, Scott, you had a question about booze.
I do, because I read this and I'm a little shocked at this. All right, there might be some adult beverages that are being partaken in during football games.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Specifically, you know, it depends. Like this Saturday night. All right, we're going to be having an 8:30 Bills game.
What a fun day and time.
Well, I've got to stay straight during the day because I can't be drinking till 8:30 at night, so I don't see the game. No. But what I'm getting at is that'll probably be a little harder of a beverage. Mm-hmm. That might be the old highball, if you will. You
during know. The day.
No, at night, during the game. Like, okay. I don't know.
What do you have for breakfast?
I'm trying to stay clean. To Bloody Mary. But I'm trying to stay clean during the day so that when I get to the game, you know, I'm ready to partake with some friends and watch the game.
Okay, you go hard. You do a hard liquor at beer or at football? I do beer.
Well, okay, you do beer. And Quinn, I don't know how much you drink or not, but what would you think you would drink during a football game? Now, envision, this is a big playoff game. It's an 8:30 at night game.
Sure.
If it was a Sunday at 1 o'clock game, you might have a different answer. You might stay beer.
Right.
Yeah. You?
I think it would depend on what everybody else is doing. Probably beer, but
a follower.
But if if everybody else is kind of, you know, doing a little bit more than beer, then I might join in on that.
Okay. I think it's beer because there's always dips, wings, pizza, and that's what goes best with all the food.
You should try a highball with all that. It works out great. Yeah. Highball, by the way, being whiskey and ginger. That being said, I was stunned to see that this survey came up with that 62% of men and 50% of women prefer wine over beer while watching sports. The biggest thing out of that for me was the 62% of men.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. I get riled up. I'm like, run, Joe! Run, Josh! Run, run! You know, because it's always Josh Allen running. He's our best running back. And even though he's our quarterback. And I can't be sitting there with, like, pinkies out in a wine glass, like, run, Joshua! Run, Josh! Joshua, run!
Let me drink some of my Chardonnay.
Yes! A nice Pinot Noir. Whoa, I want to go perfect with halftime.
You don't have the Yeti, the wine Yeti with the lid?
As a guy, it's a more rugged thing. Like, I'll drink wine with you any other time.
But I can't. So back to your highball. I can't slosh pizza down and then chase it with a highball.
Like, oh, don't knock it till you try it.
I just can't drink it that fast enough.
Like, knock it till you try it.
I just want something, like, if I'm going to drink something that's whiskey related, then that for me is, it's a calm, chill night. I'm sipping, hanging out on the couch.
Oh, when you cut it with ginger ale, you're talking a high glass like this.
Yeah.
It's a shot of like Jameson and you know, a lot of ginger ale. It's a lot of soft drink versus whiskey.
It's still not
refreshing. That's how I at least get about eight in.
It's still not refreshing. It's not refreshing.
Oh, it's very refreshing. And think of gin and tonics in your case.
Right. But I said, again, I still go back to, it just has to be beer is what is going to wash down the pizza and the dips.
I see where you're going with it. I'm still struggling to see 62%, the larger amount of men said they want to drink wine during a sporting event. I mean, unless we're watching polo, no.
Wine is not I don't see that as, I'm with Scott here, I don't see that as the go-to sports beverage. Mm-mm. Sports viewing beverage.
You're right, though. It has to be the specific sport. I could see you watching tennis Because you know how
with
they
a box of wine, maybe.
You know, and they have those now. They have those wines. It almost looks like, remember when you were a kid and in the cafeteria, it would be this short little plastic cup and there would be like this metal flap that you would peel back and it was juice, right?
Well, Jell-O cups come like that now.
Oh, I see, yes.
Also in the hospitals, I think they do it too. I was just somewhere recently that somebody was like, oh, would you like some orange juice? And it was one of those short plastic cups and then the metal.
Actually a screwdriver.
Which, by the way, they get everywhere. If you've ever tried to open one of those things, because it sticks the adhesive around the lid of it, you look like you have some sort of issue where you're shaking to get this thing off, and then it's half gone by the time it reaches your lips.
And then you cut your lips on that metal.
Yeah. That's true.
But anyway, they now have wine like that, where it comes in those little tiny like plastic cups, and you can peel back the top, which is more of that like metallic lid.
Real wine or like Boone's Farm?
You know, I think it's more of like the cheaper stuff. Okay. Yeah,
don't you knock that, Boone's Farm.
I've never seen it. I've never seen like a Josh wine that comes in a cup. No, it's usually the cheap stuff.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry that I hijacked everything with this question, but I needed to find out, does this sound right to you? And I think we've all agreed it doesn't sound right that wine is the primary.
It's strange.
It's weird.
Yeah.
A wine slushy, maybe, but it is very strange. Okay, let me tell you something that I saw. One of my girlfriends, she posted a video, and it was a funny video of her sitting in front of her tub, and it pans to her husband sitting in the tub.
Oh.
I could not bathe in front of somebody else. Like,
are you just going for a soak?
He was in there for a soak, and she came in, videoed, recording him. But regardless, like, I don't want to ever be soaking in a tub and then my significant other comes in. Like, this is my time.
Was it a big garden tub or was it like a standard, you know, bathroom tub?
They have like, okay, remember in the 90s that they would have these like little bit bigger oval tubs and there's like a little ledge.
Yeah.
Usually there's
attached to the wall.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So they bought a house that I think was built in the 90s. And that's the kind of tub. So he had room in there, but I don't know if it's weird. It's like this weird insecurity. Like, I can bop in and out of the shower with my significant other being in the bathroom and it's fine. But I don't want to sit in a tub and my significant other come in. I'm like, no, this is me time.
I'd be more ticked off if I've been soaking in the tub, not washing, because to me, I'm going to get cleaner in a shower. I mean, you've made
the
statement.
You always go for the shower after the tub.
Yes.
Or if you're just looking to soak, quick shower off the dirt and then soak in a tub. So there's a difference. And Allie's always made this point on the air many times that I don't want to sit in my own dirt. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I'm just having a soak, that's one thing. But if you come in and you're dirty, and now I've just been relaxing. I don't necessarily mind that you came in, but if you're dirty and you made me dirty again, I'm going to get more ticked at that.
Oh, wait a second. So they're getting in the tub with you now.
What is she doing? Just wait, isn't that what happened?
No.
No, she was just sitting there watching him.
And there's people.
The face he's making.
There are people who will go in, sit down on the toilet, talk to their significant other while they're taking a soak.
Well, all right, if you got a quick question for me, hey, I'm catching up on this and that. If you came in specifically, door open, and you're like, hey, baby, what are you doing? I'm going to say, hey, can I see your phone for a minute? And it's going right in the tub.
Okay, if you're soaking in the tub and Annette wants to just talk to you about the day.
Wait till he's done with the tub.
That's what I
think,
too.
I mean, unless you just got home and you're like, hey, do we want to order something for dinner? And you're gone. There's a minute and a half rule here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the rules. If you're trying to be cute and you the door, be like, let's go see Joshy. He's in the tub right now.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Josh. And you're trying to be all playful and stuff like that. I'm going to trick you. I'm going to get my hands on your phone and it's going underneath the water and it's being ruined. Okay. That's number one.
No evidence here.
That ain't cute. You're right. If it's a real quick, you just walked in from work. Hey, babe, let's order Outback tonight. I'm just wiped out and they're gone. I can live with that, but you can't stay.
I don't even want you to come in if it's my bath time. Like, this is my time.
But I'm hungry. I don't want to wait.
Oh,
I don't want to wait to order.
You want Annette to order takeout, get DoorDash.
While I'm in the tub.
And as soon as he's out, the food's there.
There it is. Well, no, seriously, that could happen in that situation.
I get that.
What about you, Quinn?
No, I'm with Scott on it.
Okay,
I think if you are just going to sit there, and you're not going to join me, for some.
If you come you know in with all that, that comes know, back
that's a whole different story.
That comes back to a different conversation. You don't ever want to do that underwater.
That's the second week in a row that you brought that up.
Until people realize it, I'll keep bringing it up.
I think we know. I think maybe Annette is really gunning for this.
No, not whatsoever.
You keep bringing it up like as if this has been a heavy topic.
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
But I'm with Scott. If they're just going to sit there and talk to me or look at me, it's like, go get out of here.
Yeah. If you come in with a deck of Uno, we're having problems.
Really, I don't want to talk about my entire day and sit in a tub while we're doing it. I don't know why. It's just not very sexy to me.
I'm with you.
Well, I have another question.
Okay.
Do wieners float? Come on.
I mean, if you've ever seen a pool noodle, you've seen me in a bathtub.
Hey! Oh, my God. I'm serious.
What kind of wieners are we talking about?
We were talking about the tub. So if you're in the tub.
Oh, Le Schlong. If you come in with a package of Oscar Mayer's and dump them in the tub, I think they do float.
If you're in the tub, there's two guys in this room. Do wieners float?
Do you know how long it's been since I've taken a bath and now I have to go home tonight and sit in the bathtub? I have to figure this out because I don't have an answer for you.
Quinn, do you know?
I'm not taking a bath. I'm a shower man myself.
It's been years since I was a kid. Boobies float?
They do kind of have a little floaty.
Does it depend on how full the tub is? Because eventually, I mean, you're sitting on the ground.
Oh, sure.
It's gonna go under. You know what I mean?
There's a little bit of a floating action that happens. Yeah.
I mean, I can make it look like there's a buoy in the tub. If you
oh, my gosh. Okay, both of you, this is the follow-up for next week's podcast. You both have to take a bath this week.
Not together.
Nope.
And let me know, do wieners float?
All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. Next.
Okay. Now, I had an argument with a friend, and it's one of those arguments it shouldn't be an argument, mm-hmm. but it got so ridiculously judgy of each other that it became like, you're weird, no, I'm weird. No, you're weird, no, you're weird kind of situation. Mm-hmm.
No, you're weirder.
You're weirder. What is the order? So let's say you got out of the bath after your awkward encounter with your significant other.
Wow.
You got out of the bath.
After she just ordered you DoorDash.
And an Uno match.
Do the whole dry routine. And then what's the order? What's the normal order of putting on clothes?
I can tell you socks are always last.
Yes.
Always last.
Sorry. Peaked on the audio there.
Routine, I mean, it's very easy. So out of a shower.
Yep.
Okay, out of a shower, everything's dried off.
Mm-hmm.
First thing
Took
I do.
The towel in between those cheeks.
Get good and dry. So after that's all done, I put deodorant on because I want it to dry. I back that up. I have to put my contacts in first because I don't want anything affecting, like, something getting on my hands.
Still naked.
Oh, yeah, I'm buck ass.
Okay, okay, okay.
So, so you need a little extra air to dry
off. He wants to see how big it is.
I did say I was nearsighted, right? it's good you're farsighted. So at any rate.
I ain't seeing nothing.
I'll put the contacts in, deodorant, Q-tip my ears, brush my teeth, then I go get dressed.
Aren't your pits still
But what's the
little-
dress... order
underwear,
yep,
shirt usually,
okay,
then socks and then jeans because I hate putting on socks with pants.
Well, there's the restriction. I get that. That's smart because I do socks last and I do underwear, pants, then shirt. Actually, I do underwear, pants, then I do the whole deodorant routine.
Underwear, pants,
and then I put the shirt on,
shirt, then socks,
and then socks last for the basic clothing.
See, the socks, there's nothing worse than putting socks on.
No, I agree with you. From now on, I'm doing socks second.
Oh, look at that. See? Should have been hanging out with me since you were a kid.
I am underwear, bra. I have to.
Sure.
I have to match those every single time. And it doesn't have to be that the set came together, but there has to be some sort
of
color coordination.
Color coordination.
I thought I was the only girl in the room matching my bra and underwear.
It has to have some sort of coordination there. And then I think I do pants, shirt. Yeah, pants, shirt, socks.
Okay.
But sometimes, because sometimes you pick the shirt first. Because like today, I wore this really cute shirt. So it was, okay, what jeans go best with this shirt? I guess I am opposite. I'm shirt, pants, socks. It's like almost like top to bottom. Top to bottom, that's me.
You're top to bottom.
I'm top to bottom.
I'm with you guys.
Wait.
Well, besides the bra thing.
Yeah. There it is.
But we can all agree socks are last.
No.
Let me rephrase. Socks are not first.
Yeah, that
this is
true.
The insane thing that my friend was trying to tell me, that socks go first.
No, your feet are still kind of wet.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And you just, and the carpet of your bedroom kind of absorbs it a little.
Yeah. By the time I get to socks, they're dry, but I want to do it before I put my pants on because I hate curling up the bottom of my pants to try to pull them up all the way.
No, socks are always last. It's just always last.
I do get the pants thing. That makes sense. I'm gonna start doing that and be a freer man.
Give it a shot.
Yes.
There you go.
A more comfortable lifestyle for me.
Since we're talking about getting dressed, what about a mom bod? You guys know how much I love a dad bod. Like, I don't repeat this. I sometimes wish that Zach had more of a dad bod. But he's a very...
Feed him a little more.
He's a very svelte guy.
Okay.
And I like a bigger guy. So now that has been a trend for quite a while, and I love that trend so much. What about a mom bod? Do you think mom bods are sexy? I've been seeing a lot of, like, they're called mid-sized women on TikTok. And there's this one girl that she is gorgeous, beautiful, and she's got a little pooch. And I love it.
This is a baiting for disaster for any guy to answer. I just want to point
really
that out.
Answer the question.
So, but the only way that I'm really going to legitimately, honestly answer this,
you don't like the pooch,
is if it's fairer for a dad to be walking around with what's been known as a dad bod and accepted, then the moms should have the same right. Now it's going to come down to two each his own. See, now you're coming into an area of what people prefer. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a slippery slope, because some people, well, I know one of my very good friends that I hang out with on the regular. Mm-hmm. He goes, I like making love to a woman.
That's right.
Not a girl.
I love that.
All right.
And I appreciate that. And that, you know,
Scott again, prefers a broomstick.
It's a two each his own. Because again, I, you know, there's a multitude of reasons why. Look, most dad bods are real simple. I drank too much beer and wasn't physically active enough for a number of years, watching sports, not drinking wine, like we started with this whole thing. That's where that comes from, okay? And then a lot of times it comes from, you know, you eat what you can when you're making kids food and stuff like this. I have an excuse for every inch around my gut, okay?
I'm hearing it.
So that being said, you know, moms can go through the exact same thing. To assume that every woman should have the most banging, sexy, skinny arms, which, by the way, arms can be very sexy. I just want to point that out.
That's Scott's thing.
if that's the case, if you're expecting that, like if you're like, well, I'm going to walk around with a dad bod, but you got to go hit the gym every single day and keep yourself looking like you have the body that you did when you were 27.
Not fair.
I'm the biggest asshole on the planet.
Right.
You can't expect that from someone. Then there's another thing that can happen. People can have things happen to them. And a lot of times it's all biochemistry after they have kids, and specifically moms. You know, we all know the girl that walked out of the hospital in the jeans she wore before she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what? We all know 100 women that go, I want to punch her in the face, because your body can do weird things and have all sorts of reactions. So to say, is it sexy?
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to say yes or no, because, I mean, do I like looking at someone who is super fit and really hot a picture of? Yeah. But to expect that from somebody and say that's what you have to be?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't do that, because if you expect it from me, you ain't getting it.
I obviously can't give a guy's opinion. I want to hear Quinn's opinion first, because I want to give my viewpoint from the lady side, but I want to hear both guys first.
Okay. Well, everything that Scott just said makes absolute sense.
Just agree with me every podcast.
I know. Come on.
But I also think it somewhat also has to do with age, because there's an age difference between.
I don't know. I've had
Scott.
A fupa since I was 22.
So I mean, I think it depends. Again, I do feel awkward saying yes or no.
Oh, come on,
guys. Which means something, but
well, if you're asking what is more attractive in your own personal light,
which can change.
Sure, but if you're asking what's attractive in your own personal image, everybody has it. You just said you wish Zach, who's pretty cut up,
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him a lot without his shirt on.
I know it. He's just always just parading around.
It's amazing. I just stand outside the window and I'm like, look at that. No, but
he takes care of his body.
You've said something very clear. Mm-hmm. You have a preference.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a preference, but if you're going to generalize that the mom bod's coming into fashion now, if you will, mm-hmm. like the dad bod has been, mm-hmm. it's a different argument altogether than what I like to look at.
Yes and no. Because my perspective.
Yes, for another reason too. You may say, look, there's a difference between something, and please don't hate me in this podcast. This is a real story. My mother used to always use the line very similar to what you used a few minutes ago, where you were talking about larger person, but boy, they have a pretty face.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not into you just for your face. You know, I'm sorry. That's, you know, I mean, if we're just talking physical appearance.
But, and this is where I'm going to bring in more than just physical appearance, because the mom bod comes with, I think, respect, most likely. Well, yes, they've birthed your children. So I think that there is something that becomes very sexy about them. After that, it's like, oh, she did all of that, and that is the body that...
After being together for a long time, you mean? Like, you've been together.
Yeah, but I don't even think... Sense. I don't even think... say, for instance, Scott and Annette broke up, and he just started dating. He might start swiping on girls who have a mom bod because that he's attracted to that, right?
I'm not.
Well, I know you're...
No, and I'm being real. I'm being very honest. But I'm also telling you that we can't say that, you know, it's not attractive because... If you've said it's acceptable for a dad bod, turnabout's fair play. It's got to be acceptable for a mom to do it too.
I think that if I was on the other team, then I would be, and I was on a dating app, I would be swiping on mom bods a ton because I just think that curves are more beautiful. That's something that...
And I'll tell you, in a guy's mind, they're looking at it going, well, she's going to be easier.
Easier.
You get it. I'm serious. You want the raw truth from a male perspective. A lot of guys would sit there and be like, well.
Wait, the skinny girl's going to be easier?
No, the mom bod. She's not getting as much play.
Why would the... Oh, because she's not getting...
Compared to the skinny girl.
That could go both ways, though, because you could be skinny and it's like, oh, and you're constantly giving it up. I don't think that theory...
Where are they?
...runs true. Well, you're not dating.
No, I'm just asking. I mean, because most guys don't think of it that way. Most guys think that's going to be untouchable or very difficult to get. Whereas if you're talking swiping in that, it's a different mentality. And I mean, that's a very crass statement. I'm not saying people with mom bods are desperate for, you know, sex and want to just give it up. It's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about, what do people think about, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that...
And remember, a dad bod's just fine until you go to the beach and take that shirt off.
And I think that the mom bod, if we were in the dating situation, I think that the mom bod is definitely more towards... she's somebody that I think would be more genuine and somebody who's lived life, has experiences that I could connect with more. But I also am not in that position, but that's what I would think of if I was.
That's so many things for a guy to come up with just looking at a photo.
Where you're just like, I'm not attracted to that. See, I love
those curves. That's the problem with dating apps.
No, the problem with dating apps is no one can take a picture close enough so I can see what you really weigh. You're taking it from 4 miles up in the air looking
and
up.
And you're using
and I'm like,
filters.
What?
Stop using dumb filters that make you look like nothing you look like. And it's like, well, then I'm not going to swipe on you because that's not what you look like.
Exactly. And one more duck lip or one of those, you know, come on.
Or the cartoon dog tongue thing with the ears. It's like.
Do people still do that?
Yes. It's so annoying.
Oh, my gosh.
You could have been. I could have swiped right on you, but that's not what you look like.
And unfortunately,
you are not a dog.
Unfortunately, for some reason, that means you carry a lot of insecurities that feel like that's what you need. And that's why you shouldn't swipe on those people.
I think people do. I mean, if you have to contortion your body in a position that's so uncomfortable to take a picture, mm-hmm. that's not the one to post. Because we're going to figure it out.
Well, then that's not the one to post, but I don't know if I would want to come.
You probably shouldn't even have an account if you're that insecure about yourself.
Everybody deserves to find love.
Sure.
But I think that is also, and this is a whole bigger topic, it's with the way that we as women have been taught and trained to look. And now I love that mom bods are being embraced because that should have been embraced from the beginning. I think that it should be embraced in a healthy way. I'm not saying, and you know, this is just coming from somebody who was much bigger before, that there is a healthy weight and an unhealthy weight. Believe me.
Obesity versus...
Yes.
Yeah.
Because believe me, I still am pushing 200, but in a very healthy way.
And next week's podcast, when will the man's hairy chest become in vogue again as opposed to the fully waxed out? I'm just kidding. That phase has lasted a long time. 0% body hair.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to submit for the intro and the jingle. We want to hear what you got. We're going to hook you up with prizes. Send it in an email. Scott and Ellie Show, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of the social media platforms, and tell your friends.
And again, if you have questions on what we need specifically for the jingle, just send us a message. We'll send you a message right back.
That's right.
And I have nothing more to say. How about that?
You guys, have a great week. Bye.